Pop singer Pink mocked after demanding pro-lifers boycott her music, "I accept your terms." By Alana Mastrangelo on June 27, 2022. She still makes music? Social media users eviscerated pop star Pink for demanding that pro-lifers boycott her music in response to the U.S. Supreme Court overruling Roe v. Wade on Friday. "I accept your terms," one individual replied. "Let's be clear, if you believe the government belongs in a woman's uterus, a gay person's business or marriage, or that racism is okay, then please in the name of your Lord never fucking listen to my music again. And also fuck right off. We good?" Pink tweeted on Saturday. The Blomi singer's demand was quickly met with mockery by social media users, who commented that she is not as relevant as she believes. "I accept your terms," reacted rapper Bryson Gray, whose Let's Go Brandon song mocking President Joe Biden soared to number one on the iTunes charts in October, and ranked above pop superstar Adele's latest single. "I don't really think anyone who thinks deeply about anything listens to your music, so we good," one Twitter user commented. "No loss, her music sucks," another tweeted. "Lol, no one listens now," another Twitter user laughed. "She makes it sound like that's some kind of punishment," one quipped. "I have no idea who you are," another wrote. "This Pink person hasn't had a hit song since the Obama administration and is currently freaking out at everyone on Twitter over politics," comic artist Ethan Van Siver reacted. "I'm dying laughing. People are like, are you a singer? And she gets madder," he then pointed out. The "Please Don't Leave Me" singer did, in fact, appear to take offense to the responses questioning her relevance, as she became consumed with replying to her critics, and proceeded to get into Twitter arguments with various social media users. "I bet you and your stupid irrelevant friends wake up in the morning and look in the mirror and say, how can my shitty miserable existence just be this? How do I take other women down with me? Cause my life fucking sucks," the bad influence singer cried out in another tweet. "You're like the guy that doesn't get picked for the team saying he wasn't even trying, you fucking loser," Pink said to another Twitter user, who told her, "I can't name one of your crappy songs." On Friday, the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. The life-saving decision caused celebrities to have a collective meltdown, unleashing unhinged tirades on social media. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.